values. Same thing happens in every society. When a scholar forgets his duties of leadership and when the community starts to consider a scholar as a sacred person, as an employee of the community, the degradation of values starts. The values start to degrade. Today, a video clip came to me from somewhere, whereby one very famous English speaker in the West, it's there on YouTube, you can go and listen to it. Just got it in the evening only, I was listening to it. I specifically listened, I will not speak anything without listening myself. Not hearsay. I remembered the hadith of, say, of Holy Prophet after listening to that. That a time will come when Ma'aruf will become Munkar and Munkar will become Ma'aruf. Exactly. And the slogan of Aba Abdullah, when a person like Yazid and when such senseless people are in a society, just say As-salamu ala al-Islam. Say Khuda Hafiz to Islam. This speaker, scholar, whatever you call it, an English speaking, fluent English speaking, he defends himself for asking a big amount of money for reciting lectures. He defends himself. Not just to this extent that he says that it is justified to take high amount of money. How he defends himself? Look at this. He says when you go to a cinema hall to watch a movie, you pay $35 for a ticket, but when you come to a majlis, you're not able to pay what the speaker demands. He says when you go to watch a football match, you are paying £40 for a ticket. When you come to a majlis, you are not ready to pay the speaker whatever he demands. So is this pulpit a cinema or a movie or a drama going on over here? This is the tragedy. This is the tragedy of Islam. Islam kumshudas. This is where Islam gets lost. Every prophet said, we do not want any recompensation for our tabligh. We are not demanding anything. We are not asking you anything. This is the sunnah of prophet. Did Amir al-Mu'mineen mount the pulpit of Kufa to say, unless you pay me this much, I am not going to deliver my sermon? Did the holy prophet did this? When Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari came to him, teach me Islam, he said, first cash, then I will teach you la ilaha illallah. He goes to this extent to say in this lecture that though the problem is that our market has gone down, people are not willing to accept us, people are not paying high because there are some scholars who are not demanding, and those scholars who are not demanding are a disease to the society. To this extent. And this person is speaking in a very big community, in a big number of English speaking people. You know the reaction? If you go on YouTube, you can see the comments. Majority are defending him. That fine, we go to schools, we pay fees, fine, we do this, we pay for everything, so why can't we pay for listening? The sanctity of the mimbar, the sanctity of the pulpit, the sanctity of the message of Husayn ibn Ali. Look at the Sermon of Mina. The rights of a scholar which Husayn ibn Ali is identifying to the people, to us. What about these rights then? Is Aba Abdullah telling that all scholars take high fees and start to deliver sermon? Mahia was throwing money at them to not to speak the truth. Husayn could also have given them money to speak the truth. If Mahia gave them 1,000 dinars, Husayn had the power to give them 10,000 dinars to speak the truth. But he never did that. He never did that. He only wanted money. Such people can never be sincere and loyal to Islam. They can never be loyal to Husayn. It's the people, it's the awam, it's the community, it's the people, it's the society who are equally responsible for this. Fine, it's a problem that we don't have good English speakers today. It's a problem. We understand it. The solution is not this. The solution is not to establish a corrupt custom and a practice which is against the principles of preaching and tabligh which the Anbiya has said. It's against. Shaykh Mutahari says that those who demand a very tough sentence, very hard sentence he uses, that those who demand money for delivering lectures, those who demand, they are eating the food, the morsels of food, they are dipping it inside the blood of Sayyid al-Shuhada and eating it. It is equivalent to that. And a shaheed is telling this, no one else. Because for what are you asking? Why are you invited over here? In whose name? Sayyid al-Shuhada's name. So your content, your product is Imam Hussain. You are trading. You have put Hussain on sale. Hussain on sale. You are selling Hussain Ibn Ali. You are doing trading of Hussain Ibn Ali. What have they to do with Hussain? Nothing. And we are very happy. We are impressed. As I said, we are impressed by the environment. We are impressed by the language. We are impressed by the style. We are not impressed by the content. We are not impressed by the character. Anything which has got commercialization inside, truth is concealed. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, my prophet, my Nabi, my Rasul was such a doctor that he would go to visit the sick. He would not wait for the sick people to come to him. Some people think, some ulama think that they are like well, a water well. But the thirsty should come to a well. Ayatollah Jawahari Amuli says, no, do not consider yourself as a water well, but a thirsty should come to you. Look at a stream of water. Look at the river of water. Consider yourself as a river of water that flows through farms and fields and there is greenery everywhere. You flow like this. Because in a well, if you consider yourself as a well, well is very small. Water is very little. Water is stagnant. And stagnant water, you only have frogs. Who only make noise, nothing else. In stagnant water, you have frogs. Who will only make noise. This is the noise which we see from such people. And Abu Abdullah says, you have neglected the rights of the oppressed and the lowly. You have assiduously pursued what you regard as your personal rights. You have not spent your money. Alim, he is telling, you have not spent your money or risked your life for the sake of the one who gave you life. Hussain is telling, the money which is there with you is from Allah. The life which is there is from Allah. Have you risked your life and have you spent your money for the one who has given you this? Have you? Abu Abdullah is telling the opposite, that you have to spend. Don't expect to get. Be prepared to give. Karbala is the battlefield of giving, not taking. Abu Abdullah, when he started his journey from Mecca, he took some camels on rent from a transporter. Like these days you take cars, that day it was, those days camels. He took some camels on rent. And the camel, the owner of the camel, because it's not like, you know, it's not a credit card system those days. He had to go come with him along with him. So this transporter was with Imam Hussain all the time. Even on the day of Ashura. Look at this. Those who are only for money, what is their end and where they end up? He witnessed the sermons of Hussain ibn Ali. He listened to it. He saw from morning till Asr what is happening on the day of Ashura. Everything he was witnessing. in his final encounter had a different style of attack. He would go fight, come back to the haram. His heart was there with the haram because now there was no one left to protect the haram. Every time he will go, do few attacks, come back. A stage came when he was brutally wounded. Son of Zahra. He knew, son of Ali. He knew, the grandson of Prophet. This transporter now comes to Usayd and says, Ya Abdullah, I think it's all over now. Now when you go back, I don't see any chance that you are going to come. Can you please settle my accounts? Can you please settle my accounts? You have paid me some whatever the dues till this date. I will take my camels and I will go. You know what Usayd really did? He went inside the camp, brought a bag of dinars, gave it to him, and said, Wait. Don't go from this way. I will also show you the path through which you can go safely. Go through this Nakhristan and you will cross that up. This transporter who is witnessing Karbala with his eyes, who is listening to the sermons of Usayd ibn Ali from his ears. Why did he do like this? Because his purpose for coming to Karbala was to earn money. He did not came with Usayd to sacrifice his life. His purpose was to earn money. He came for money over there. If since he came for money, he did not care what he has to do for the cause. He was just expecting his money to be given. Anyone who comes to Karbala, anyone who comes to recite the message of Karbala, if he comes for the sake of money, he will eventually end up in the same situation. When Karbala will need him, when Usayd will need him, he will take his money and leave the battle. This transporter, but no, he will not live. He left Nainawa, he passed through the Nakhristan, he travelled some distance, and after some time, he was attacked by a band of decoys. The money was taken away from him and he was killed. No dunya, no akhirah.